You're listening to Healthy Mind Matters on KSL News Radio.
Thank you for joining us for Healthy Mind Matters. I'm Maria Chaleos. With me today is Jake Smith. He is the expungement navigator for Salt Lake County, and Destiny Garcia and Amy Daschle, who are going through the expungement process at the moment. Jake, I need to ask you, though, how many people do you think you're going to be able to help under this program? And are we talking thousands? And how is that impacting the court system?
Well, the exciting thing is just yesterday I found out that we were okay to get the grant renewed for next year, which is awesome. So my position is not ending on December 31st, which would have...
That's a good thing.
I don't think the county would have just been like, okay, well, we don't have the grant anymore, so sorry, you're all off on your own. I'm sure the county would have figured out some way to at least close out the program successfully, but that's not what's happening. Instead, we're moving forward.
So that means you're going to continue on for another year.
At least, at the very least, another year. Yes.
Okay. I want to make sure we end on a positive note because this is such an important program that's going to help so many people.
Mm-hmm.
But going back to my first question, is this kind of bogging up the court system? Is that taking people longer to get their records expunged because there are so many people trying to do that?
No, actually, the exciting thing was BCI used to be backed up 7 or 8 months. Now we're down to 90 days.
Oh, wow.
When I first met with Amy, I told her it's going to take 7 months just for us to get a response. So working with the expungement work group of CJAC is creating easier access with our community, with all of the different players from the executive, legislative, and judicial branch. Everyone wants to make this a better process. So I think the thing that's most important is we just need to be patient. I don't want to see anyone fail. It just takes some time. I would not leave Amy out in the dark or Destiny out in the dark. I just don't always have an answer beyond be patient. I'll look into it. I know both of these wonderful ladies have asked me, hey, any word on what's going on? I know. And I responded back, just be patient. It's coming. We're not losing track of you. It just takes time.
Amy, Destiny, let me start with you, Amy, this time. What would you tell folks who need to go through the same process?
To go through all of the steps. I mean, the resources are there. Jake is there. The attorneys are there. They absolutely help you. So be patient. Follow through with what they give you. And trust that process because it's working. I mean, I'm proof that it's working.
I would say also be patient and ask questions. If you're not sure of what it is that they're doing, ask them. If you're not sure of the next step, ask them. And they will help you the whole entire way. And to be patient.
All right, Jake, if someone wants more information, has a record they need expunged, or has a family member that could really benefit from your program, how would they get the information?
The best way to contact me would be via email. That's at jasmith@slco.org. That's jasmith@slco.org. Or they could call me at 385-226-1729. Once again, that number is 385-226-1729. There is also the slco.org/justice-court/expungements site available.
All right. Thanks to all three of you for being here today and explaining the process to us.
Thanks for having us.
Thanks, Maria.